Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. It's another Sunday, and you know what that means.
Meet the Press on NBC at 10 a.m. That's where I'm at.
It's another classic episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real, and who are we going back to the catalog to pull out for today's episode?
Meg the Stallion.
Meg the Stallion came over to our old apartment about a year and a half ago, December of 2018, and you know what? A lot of people know her as a force to be reckoned with today in the spring of 2020, but she was a force to be reckoned with back then. And maybe you guys listened to the episode, maybe you missed the episode, but the reason we're bringing it back today is because we want you guys to understand where she came from. And she showed up to our apartment with her mother, Holly, who has unfortunately since passed on. But we got to learn not only who Megan was as a high schooler, as a college student, but also where she got her love of music. And that came from her mother, who was sitting right there. And we got to talk to Holly about her career as a rapper in Houston. And, you know, we look at these episodes as time capsules, and it's nice to be able to go back and hear someone's voice who's no longer here, whether that's Combat Jack, whether that's Mac Miller, or whether that's Meg's mother, Holly.
And if you like this episode, or even want episodes like this, we have an incredibly deep archive of over 300 episodes, which you can find on any streaming platform, including the one that you're listening to right now. Go to Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you listen to podcasts, we are there. We're even on youtube.com/itsthereal. We're also on patreon.com/itsthereal. I want to take a special moment right now to thank everybody who's been supporting us on Patreon, whether that's $2, $10, $100, whatever you're giving us, we appreciate it all. Shouts to you guys. We're going to keep doing more stuff specifically for you.
Look out for that. Jeff, when do you want to get into this episode?
Right now.
Yo, what up, it's Eric, a.k.a. 25,000 Miles, a.k.a. If I Ruled the World.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. Pull Out Game Strong, a.k.a. Sword in the Stone.
Oh, what's up, it's Megan Thee Stallion, a.k.a. Young Tina Snow, a.k.a. the H-Town Hottie.
Yeah, this is your third favorite podcast, A Waste of Time, and it's the real. Bra ra ra bra ra ra ra. Megan, what's happening? What's good?
I mean, I'm out here in New York. I just got signed 300.
Congratulations.
No big deal.
Yeah, that's kind of a big
I mean, you know, just more money and stuff.
That's,
you know,
just what happens. Yeah, every time you come to New York, right? Well,
right?
Listen, today is a school day. You are still in school.
I am in school. And wait, what? No, hold on. Well, no, today's Friday. It's not a school day for me.
You don't have school on Fridays?
No, I really only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But, like, it's, like, from, like, 9 o'clock in the morning to, like, fucking...
Oh,
sorry, like 5 o'clock in the day. So.
Oh, you can curse on
you
here.
Can curse. Okay,
it's,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, because there are those ways to do it, by the way. It's just like, it's like when you're like a freshman in college, you just like get whatever classes you get. But as you go through more time,
right. Yeah.
It's like, oh no, I'm only going to do this.
Right. Like my major, but my major, like they set us up to only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is like super awesome. So I don't know. I think the professors maybe was like, you know what, I'm trying to be here all day with these kids. So just come on, Tuesday and Thursday.
What are you studying?
Health administration.
And
nothing to do with music.
Do you actually plan on using your degree in any form of... Okay.
I want to open up like some nursing homes around my city. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what made you want to do that?
So my grandmother and my great-grandmother are both still alive. Shout out to my grandma.
Shout out to them.
So my grandmother takes care of my great-grandmother. And I see her, like, these are two old people, like, taking care of each other. So I'm like, that has to be, like, pretty difficult. Because, lady, you are old. So I see you, like, struggling, like, pulling on my grandmother, like, trying to help her around the house and stuff
like
that.
Do you say that to her? Lady, you are old?
Lady, you are old. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Lady's very respectful, though.
I know.
Right?
That's true.
A woman? Yeah. But no, I see, my grandmother, she's such a hard-working woman. So definitely I was trying to think of a way that I could like help other people, other families that might be going through things like this. So I'll just, you know, put some of these young kids in there in these assisted living facilities and
that's
make us
awesome.
Help out. Yeah.
That's really awesome. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Where in Houston, Texas?
Oh, South Park.
Yeah. What was growing up down there like?
well, me, I've always been like a kind of sheltered kind of kid. Mm-hmm. Like I went to a private school, like from elementary to up until middle school, and then when I was in middle school, I went to something called Albert Thomas Middle School. So that's in Dead End.
Okay.
And being in Dead End, like I was just coming into that situation from being like, you know, sheltered by my parents. It was just like wild. Like I feel like I had just been like let off the chain. Like so, like everybody, it was like a turn up every day going to school, and I was so crunk. I was like, oh my god, you know, some kids don't want to go to school, but I was so happy to go to school because it was just so much fun. Like we were like literally, I feel like we were ripping and running up and down the hallways like every day. Like randomly, one time, one of my best friends, he like accidentally, we met because he like threw an apple like down the hallway. I don't even think he meant to hit me.
The fruit, but, not the computer.
Right, okay. The fruit. He literally, like, I don't even know how this happened, but like he threw a half eaten apple like down the hallway, boom, hit me right in the eye. And I was like, who the fuck threw an apple? And why are we throwing apples in the hallway? Like, this is not even the cafeteria. So I looked and he was just like, Megan, I'm so sorry. You know, so then we just built the relationship off that and we're still friends.
You became good friends off of him throwing something.
Throwing something and hitting me right in the eye. Because I knew it wasn't intentional, but it was just like, damn, like just something crazy happens at the school every single day.
So. Who does that ever happen to? Like, that's one of those things where it's like, you read like a marriage thing in like the New York Times. It's like, they got into a car accident and mm-hmm. later got married.
He accidentally punched me in the face and now we're married.
Wow, what a meet cute. What a lovely story.
You know? So you went to elementary school at a private school. Was it like a religious school?
No. I don't even know why it was private, honestly. But all right. What was that about, Mama? Like, it was family owned. So I guess that's why it was private.
Gotcha.
But definitely, like getting out into public schools, it was just like a whole new world for me because kids were like the kids at my private school. They were like kind of mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, they
more mean than the kids throwing apples down the hall.
Well, but it was an accident. Like, he wasn't intentionally trying to hit me, but like public school was just like definitely a whole new world. Like, yeah, it was just a turn up. Like,
yeah. Was so it like it. And it was a much bigger school too.
Yeah, it was a much bigger school. It was so much fun.
Do you come from a big family?
No, like very small, very tight. We're all really close.
How many siblings?
I have no siblings.
No siblings?
I'm the only child, yes.
Wow.
I love it, though. I don't see how people are running around here with all these sisters and brothers because...
Damn, well, we're brothers, so...
Yeah. Well, see, y'all are besties, obviously.
Right.
Though, you and your mom are besties.
Me and my mom are besties. And me and my grandmothers are besties.
Yeah.
So, I mean... All the attention is on me.
Right.
Like, as the baby. So
you just bought into that?
Yes.
All right.
But I love coming into other people's, like, houses, and then they're, like, a super huge family. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have, like, 5 kids. When I have a family, when it's time for me to start spreading my seeds, I'm going to have, like, 5 or 6 kids. Because I want them to be, like, a little football team. I want, like, all boys, and I just want to put them in jerseys all the time.
Oh, you have the whole plan already
set
up.
Yeah, I already have it, in my head, like, how this is going to go
down. Anybody you meet, you're just like, listen, here's the deal.
Listen, I want 6 kids. What's up with you?
They're all boys.
Yeah.
And they have to play football.
And we're gonna make them football cookies. And yeah, I just have the whole plan. They could be basketball players. Maybe they'll be 6 rappers. I don't know. But okay. I just want 6 of them and I want them to dress alike.
6 of them.
Yeah.
What happens if you have like twins? Does that like screw up any of like the plan? Or kinda. What if you have triplets? Like, do you want to have six? Yeah.
Okay, so if I can have triplets and then like just 3 sets of, I mean, with the other set, other 3 would be just whatever they are.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be cool too. But I feel like that would make them be like a team against each other, and I don't want that. But okay. I mean, if it happens, you know, all of my kids will love each other. Hopefully.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah, so.
Great.
Because they all gonna be on the same team, so we can't be fighting internally.
So it's the girl who has no siblings, but all right.
But I'm the captain of the team.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
I'm the captain of the ship. So.
Did you play any sports growing up?
I played every sport for a day.
For a day.
Every sport for a day.
Yes.
Why?
Because I just wanted to see. I just wanted to see what was going to be like good for me. I tried basketball. No, because I'm tall.
Yeah.
So like everybody was like, Megan, you should try basketball.
They forced you into it.
My mom didn't want me to do it, so I did it behind her back.
Damn.
I was in 8th grade. Is she just finding
out right now?
No, I've told her this before, but I don't think she was really listening to me when I told her. But okay, so 8th grade, everybody's like, Megan, you should try out for the basketball team. You're tall. You could do this. I'm like, maybe I can do this. Let's try it out. So I get out there, and everybody's going so fast, and they're being so aggressive, and this ball is all over the place. And I'm like, okay, no, I can't do this. Like, I don't want to play. Because if you're trying to beat me up for this ball, you can have it. Like, I don't want to play.
What did you think basketball was before that?
I don't know. Like, I didn't even think about it. Like, I never thought about me playing it. Like,
you're like
I
running and rebounding and shooting and...
See all that lingo you talking?
None
like
of it?
No. I was just like, okay, look, here, girl, I'm out. So now I try track.
How'd that work out?
I don't like running if I don't have to. Like, so when I go working out at the gym and you're on a treadmill, that's one thing. Mm. But like when somebody is telling you to run, that's another thing. And then I never wanted to get my hair sweaty. Like, I just came out there with the wrong outfit on, first of all. For whatever reason, when you're tall, everybody's just assuming you need to play a sport. So I was in high school. The coach is like, Megan, you got these long legs. We need you on the track team. I'm like, all right, I'll try. Like, I don't think it's for me. I'm letting you know, but I'm going to get out here and try. All the girls had on like little spandex shorts and they had on their little shirts.
They were ready.
They were ready to just take off running. I come out there, I got on like a Victoria's Secret hoodie. I got on the matching sweatpants. And my sweatpants are like hella big too. Like, so I'm kind of sagging a little bit.
You're styling though.
Yeah. I'm styling though. Okay. Like, my shoes are cute. My hair is down. Mm-hmm. And like,
you are ready for sports.
Yeah.
If it was in slow-mo, you'd be killing it.
I'm ready to play.
Yeah.
So as soon as she's like, okay, Megan, I need you to run around this track. I was like, okay, let's do it. So I run around track once and she's like, okay, I need you to do it again. I was like, well, wait a minute. Like, the first go around, that was all I had. Like, I ran around there so fast.
But thanks.
And I'm like holding on to my pants running too, because I'm like, okay, I should have put on shorts or something. Why, like, why didn't y'all even prepare me to come do this?
You deserved an E for effort right there.
I they should have just let me be an honorary member, because mm-hmm. once I saw how cute the outfits actually were, I was like, damn, maybe I should have like stayed trying to do this. But like, no, I don't know. I just couldn't do with the running every day.
Did you do any other extracurricular activities?
I've always been on the dance team from like 2 to maybe like, I don't even know. I've been dancing all my life. But then like when I got to middle school, I was a cheerleader.
Okay.
And then when I got to high school, I was on the drill team.
What was the best cheer? Also, what was your team mascot?
I don't remember. Oh, Cougars. We were the Cougars.
Okay.
And I also don't remember that shit. But yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. We were the Cougars. And it was like a cheer... don't make me lie. I'm trying to remember how it goes. It was so sassy, though. It was like, I'm going to stick my finger in the ground and make the world go round. Mom, you know what I'm talking about. I don't even remember how it goes, but you
for
have to
record,
like...
For the record, she doesn't. Yeah.
I like how you try and bring your mom down with you.
Yeah. Like, because she's going to bring me back up. She's going to refresh my memory. Yeah. My memory is so bad. I don't know. I'm probably just alcohol.
Put your
I don't
finger
know.
In the ground.
And make the world go round.
Right.
I don't even remember, like, the whole thing, but I remember I was sticking my finger in the ground and making the world go round. So.
Yo, your mom is the second set of footprints in the sand.
That's like, right. Yo, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that the nicest thing?
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm Jewish, so yeah.
Oh yeah, third.
I'm the third. Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
That's right. Exactly right. Why did you go from cheerleading to the drill team?
Hated talking.
So, let me tell y'all something. So at like the I'm not even gonna say that because it's not politically correct. At my middle school,
yeah,
mm-hmm. it was more urban.
Okay,
so we were like just twerking and cheering, you know, just you know, it was more about personality.
Yes.
So in high school, we had to know how to tumble and do all kind of extra shit that I wasn't down to do.
Sure.
Right. So, yeah. when I got to This is another sport that I think tumbling is a sport, honestly. Cheerleading is a sport, honestly.
That is a sport. It's on ESPN and all that.
So once they told me I had to learn how to tumble, they were like, Megan, we got a gym that you can go to. They're going to teach you how to do a backflip. I said, okay, yeah, okay, cool. They're like, oh, yeah, and you're tall, so your legs are going to go over easily. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, let's try it. No, like the dude, like, so when you learn how to tumble, it's like the coach, he'll put his hand behind your back and then he'll like basically flip you over himself.
Sure.
So you're not really doing a lot of work. Now, when it was time for me to do that backflip myself, I fell right on my head. And
damn.
I was like, this is not for me. I'm not going to be a cheerleader at this school.
Walk the hell out of there.
I love y'all.
Yeah.
But I got to go.
But no.
And so the drill team. This was the perfect place for me. I can kick these legs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all these turns, these leaps, whatever y'all need me to do. I can do this. Now, you know, I can. You know, dancing is more of like a
standing
like a peacocking
up sort of thing.
Kind of,
yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that cheerleading, they on their head all the time and they in the air all the time. I was like, you know what? I salute y'all because y'all are working hard. Dancers are working hard too.
Was there beef between the squads?
You know what? In a way, mm-hmm. yes, because the cheerleaders. I don't know. The dancers, we were just like a little clique. We had to be at school at like 6:30 in the morning, and then we had to be there
to practice?
To practice for
damn.
The drill team. And then like sometimes we'll be there until like 6:30 at night. So we spent a lot of time together.
That's a long day.
Right. So the Chili's were doing the same thing too. So just naturally like those girls, you know, women are just naturally catty. So, you know, everybody just clicked up in their own way. So,
damn.
Yeah.
But not catty with the people on your team.
Oh, all right. Right. Let's talk about
talk
it.
Talk about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Well,
girl.
So, when I got on the team, Let's talk about this. Before I got on the team, everybody was real uppity, kind of like bougie, like just trying to put on that persona, like, oh, I'm that bitch, and you know, y'all are beneath me type. Nobody was doing anything crazy, I feel like, and I'm not
and
that
then
type.
You
of
walked in.
Then I come in, and y'all hoes gonna have to loosen up, cause we gonna have to have fun, cause I don't have time for this. So some girls were definitely down with turning up with me,
yep.
And some girls were definitely not down with that, and I'm like, well, y'all can't just have these sticks up y'all ass forever. So you know, the power shift kind of happened, and then eventually everybody had to get down with me because we're just gonna have to just have a good time.
Were you captain of the team?
I was not captain of the team. Like, I'm
was
too,
there a captain of the
there
team?
There were four captains,
and you weren't any of them?
No.
Damn.
Well, so, and then another thing about the school I went to, you had to have like starting credentials to run anything. Like, you couldn't have a certain amount of tardies, or you couldn't have been in school suspension this many times.
I'm starting to get why you weren't captain.
I know, yeah.
So I was barely ever in dress code in high school. I don't even know what I was doing to be late, but I was late a lot. So
what was the dress code in high school?
Not Victoria's Secret hoodies.
Yeah, damn.
It was not
yeah.
that.
Sweatpants.
So you couldn't wear tights. You had to have on a collar shirt. Your skirt had to be a certain length.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm coming to school. I got a body. Okay?
Yeah. Listen, we've seen your Instagram.
Yeah. So who measures that? Like, does teacher come around and be like,
You know, you had some of the teachers that was hating on you, and you had some teachers that would just let you slide. And yeah. I had a few you weren't even my teachers. It'll be like a random in the hallway that'll just catch me slipping and be like, you need to go to the principal's office. And I'll go to the principal and be like, look, what y'all gonna do? Because I'm not going home. So they'll put me in like a big t-shirt all day, like they had the name of the school on the front. And I'll be like, this is worse. Like,
but did you swag that out? Could you make like a triple XL T look
good?
Sometimes
I would try to like tie it and make it like a crop top, but then still have my regular tight shirt on underneath it. They would get mad at that, but I have the shirt on, so yeah. Y'all can't get mad.
So,
sort of.
So the other thing was that you were tardy to class, or mm-hmm. had a certain number of tardies.
Oh yeah, them tardies was racking up.
Were you just like regularly late?
Kinda, yeah.
But
I
you
was.
Would still get up in the morning to go to practice at 6:30.
I was late to that. Oh. Like 6:30 in the morning, that's a lot. I have to be at school at 6:30 in the morning.
That means you got to get up.
What?
You got to get dressed.
Mm-mm. And then I have to, wherever I come to, like, I'm going to be already ready for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the girls will come to school, no makeup, hair looking crazy, like, just doing whatever.
They don't care.
They don't care. Because they're like, okay, we're about to practice. Oh, my God, it's 6. I'm going to take a shower at school. No, girl, I came to school ready for the day. Like, so I got ready for school. Then I would come to practice. So I'll probably make it to practice at, like, 7:15. Like, what's up, everybody? What y'all been doing? Like, just beat. Already ready.
But are you a good student now?
I am a very good student now, because I've learned, like, you know, you have to grow up and mature,
sure.
And realize that people are running on time schedules. Like, I didn't respect time, so I mean, I'm still kind of bad at time now, but I'm definitely not as bad as I was then.
Or you're right on time.
Mm.
Did you get your driver's license at 16?
I think I did. The first time I took my driver's test, I failed. Like,
what happened?
It might have been the girl who did the whole move on me, because this lady did some whole shit. I'm thinking I'm passing everything, like everything going so good. I'm hitting my turns. I got my blinker on and all type of shit.
Stop signs.
All that.
Yep.
So we went through a school zone, but school was not going on. But I was going over 30 miles, I think it might have been 20 or 30 miles an hour. I went over that. She didn't say shit. Like, she didn't even, like, even give me a heads up that you
should. So you're like, we're cool.
You should have told me I failed right then and there. Like, she just, okay, yeah, good job. Make the turn. Okay, perfect. Good, good, good. Then we pull up into the DPS. Afterwards, she's like,
60
okay,
points
well,
off.
I'm going to have to let you know you're not going to get your driver's license because you sped through a school zone. I was like, bitch. Like, why would you not have said something back then? Like, you have, when I say I knew I had my license, I cried. I got in the car, my grandma was like, I didn't get it. She was like, oh, Megan. Like, it was just a whole big old thing. But my grandma is so smart. She was like, we're going to go to another city and you're going to take it again. Because I didn't want to wait.
Right away?
Right away. I think maybe like in the next 2 days, I went to another city and I took my driver's test and I passed.
And you drove 25 miles per hour through that school zone.
They didn't even take me through a school zone. I was like, this is what I'm talking about over here. But you know what? They made me parallel park.
Well, that is part of the driving test.
But yeah, she but now didn't.
Oh.
She was on some hoe shit.
But Houston's a huge city, right?
It is.
having your driver's license has to be like everything, right? So that's why it was so important to get it and get it right away.
When I say I cried, I was like, I'm lame. I can't drive. What's wrong with me?
So the moment you get your driver's license, does everything change for you as a high schooler?
Oh, yeah. Like, what? I'm all over the place. Like, because everybody was driving already.
Everybody had cars.
Yes, I was the last person. When's your birthday? February 15th.
Oh, but, right after Valentine's Day.
Right, double gifts.
Yeah.
So, but I felt like I couldn't go back to school because everybody knew I was going to take my driver's test.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't come back to class.
Oh,
like,
because you definitely went in there being like, it's my driver's test today.
Like, I'm bragging like I'm about to get my license. Yeah. Like, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't riding with y'all no more.
Right.
But, yeah, so my grandma was like, it's okay, Megan, I got you. So we went somewhere else, took their driver's test, and I came back with the pack. So.
What did you do in terms of prom? Did you end up going to like...
You know what? Let's talk about this because...
Let's go.
I'm so mad about my whole prom experience because I feel like they robbed me of prom queen. Now, remember I told you had like to have certain criteria to do anything at school?
Yes.
At the end of the year, now they knew I was going to be prom queen, like, because I was like a class favorite. So my principal was like, he was Team Megan.
Okay.
But like some of the little worker bees were not Team Megan because he was helping me through like a lot of the trouble I was getting into.
All right.
So at the end of the year, they hit me with this paper. It's about 500 tardies on there, just... this many ISS referrals and everything. And I'm like, well,
wait,
what does
ISIS
this mean?
Referrals?
No, ISS. That's in-school suspension.
I was like, wait. I feel like we skipped over something.
Yeah, I know.
Well, wait a minute.
Then I was recruited to be a terrorist. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So ISS. And I'm like, well, what is this about? They're like, Megan, you can't run for prom queen with all this. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. Like,
what?
I wanted to go off, but going off at that point wasn't gonna do nothing for me. Like, so prom, you know, if I was prom queen, I feel like prom would have been more turnt than what it was. But
so, what was your prom experience?
Yeah,
like,
what was the theme?
The theme,
like, it was like a casino type of situation.
I feel like themes
Monte
are like
Monte Carlo, whatever.
People, yeah. You really have a theme?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't.
Yeah. Yours didn't have a theme.
No, we also didn't have
mine didn't have a theme.
King and queen.
I know, but like, I just thought like themes were sort of a thing in the movies or the TV shows.
No, it's
shows
a real thing. My high school was kind of like a movie in a way.
Like Saved by the Bell or you know,
She's the Man. Yeah, like, she's all that.
Like Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Mean Girls is like my favorite movie.
Yeah, you love Mean Girls.
Oh my God. Yes, I love Mean Girls. I really feel like Regina George, they shouldn't like to cry like that at the end.
Damn.
Like, I feel like they should have came with a sequel with them in the movie so Regina could have like...
You were more on Team Plastics?
I was definitely Team Plastics.
Wow.
Like, I am in the plastics. Like, like Regina, she needed a fourth friend to be more solid because your girls, they was on some whole shit. As soon as the new girl come to school, now y'all acting funny. Like, what? They wasn't solid in their team, but Regina, they need to bring her back.
Mm. Well, but also, that's so... You went into the drill team.
You were the new girl.
And you were just like,
well, they operation wasn't running right. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they needed somebody.
You're an only child. What do you know about the operation?
I didn't like what they had going on. I knew something was wrong. So,
when does rap enter your life?
So, my mom was a rapper.
Is?
No, was. She would not rap for shit now.
Just do like a quick 100 bars.
Just 100.
Yeah, just let it off. We'll put on like a game instrumental.
Wait, so when did you come to the realization that your mom was a rapper?
You know, I think I was like 5. And we used to listen to so much cool music. And like, I wasn't even real. You know, you're 5. You're not giving a damn what they're saying. You're more so listening to the beat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I realized that she was a rapper once I started realizing we were at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like in the little waiting area in the studio and she's like in the room just doing her thing. And I'll be like at the door, like listening, like, okay, I see what the fuck going on in there. Like,
yeah.
So she'll think I'm in the other room doing like little kid stuff, like in there coloring and shit. But really, I'm in there like, okay, I want to say that too. Like, so I'm like, she don't even know I'm going to school the next day saying curse words and stuff. Like, one time, this little girl, you know, I'm gonna tell the truth now.
Damn.
One time this girl, she got me in so much trouble. She set me up. She said, she told me a curse word first.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, I think she might have asked me, do I curse or whatever? And I was like, yeah, I know this. And I'm just like, bitch, bitch, bitch. And then she went and told the teacher on me. And so my mama, the teacher called my mom, and my mom was like, Megan, I don't even know where Megan knows these words from. I don't even know where Megan knows these words. And I'm like, mama, I didn't say that. Like, but I was lying. But, but I definitely got the potty mouth from my mom. yeah, Holly, we putting you on the spot. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't call her a hoe. I just said,
you said
hoe.
The word,
right?
Right. Like, maybe you were talking about
you're
the
not
gardening
a hoe,
tool.
Like five.
Yeah.
Like,
well, but also, I mean, looking in the future, was she?
She was. No, she, not, was not, no, she was. Then, a hoe, yeah, for telling
now.
On me.
Yeah,
yeah, she was a hoe in that sense.
That was a hoe activity.
That
you know?
Was a hoe move. Yeah. So
exactly.
You know, but definitely like. Just growing up, listening to all that, I was listening to 3-6 Mafia, like, real heavy, like,
wow,
just as a kid.
Yeah.
And Pimp C.
Yep.
So I'm like, this would sound real cool if a girl was saying it. So, like, I was 18, and I came to my mom. This is after I'm in college, and I'm, like, at PV, rapping with the boys and, like, making Instagram videos, YouTube videos and shit like that. So I came to my mom, like, my mom can rap. She was like, you can't rap. I was like, yes, I can. So I started rapping, and she was like, whoa, you're not coming out till you're 21. So I was like, well, shit.
Okay, right. Wait. Back to high school for a second. Were you doing any rapping like in school amongst your peers?
Like in a joking way, kind of.
Right.
But like I was really writing songs at home.
In like really writing?
Like really writing songs at home.
So yeah. Notebooks full of like just lyrics.
Yep. Right.
What was your content like?
I was just, I don't even know. Like I don't even know what I was talking about yet, but I was just trying to make cool words rhyme.
For yourself?
For myself, yeah.
And so none of your friends knew about it? None of your family knew
about
it?
Nobody knew about it until the summer I was about to go to college.
Okay, so you're just writing this down. Was there any way that you could express your creative sort of like vision at all?
I mean, like in high school, I was just more so trying to be cute. Like, so I was just on Instagram, like, doing funny shit. I don't know. I was just posting a lot of, like, random shit about my life. Like, I didn't want anybody to know I could write because I was just nervous about it. Like, I was shy about it.
Yeah.
But once I got to college, you know, when you go to college, now you're a whole new person. So,
right.
You could be who you want to be. Like, you don't know these people, so you just reinvent your life in a way.
By the way, that other girl became a whole new person in college.
She did.
Yeah.
I don't know where she at now, but she probably somewhere doing some whole shit.
So
snitching
you,
on people.
So you
well,
get
started
on,
out that way.
You
so.
Get on Instagram.
She probably is a police officer.
You get on Instagram in high school. What was your original Instagram name?
My name has always been The Stallion.
Always. Where did that come from?
So in the South, like a stallion, when you call a woman a stallion, it's like a tall, fine woman.
Yep.
So I used to hear it so much. Even, like I was like 15. That was the first time somebody called me a stallion. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Why would he call me that? So I like asked like some guys like, what is a stallion? And they was like, well, that mean you tall and fine. So I was like, well, I am that. So I've just always been the stallion.
Well, when did you become tall though?
Well, see, I was always tall. Like I think probably in the second grade I realized that I was taller.
When they made you stand in the back row?
Right. Like with the boys.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was just
yeah.
Like, okay, something is different. Like something is off. Like I think I was wearing the same shoe size as my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm up here with my teacher, so I might be tall. Okay. I'll accept this.
Did you always want to use Instagram to sort of like put your personality out there?
Well, that was the only way that I knew how. Like, I was on Facebook for a little bit, but once Instagram came out and was popping, I was like, okay, yeah, let's get over here and let's get on this.
What made Instagram cool and Facebook not cool?
It's just like a trend thing, I feel like. Once so many older people start getting
exactly,
on Facebook,
yeah.
It was like, okay, well, we're going to let y'all have that. Because I don't really want to be on Facebook at the same time as my aunt or my mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me just go over here to Instagram.
Even though you're best friends with your mom.
Even though I'm best friends with my mom, I don't want to know what she's doing. Like,
but she wants to know what you're doing.
But see, that's what made it lame. Like,
I'm on your mom's team right now. Yeah,
she ain't even on nobody's team. She world.
She's the captain of this whole team. Let's be
Excuse
clear.
Me,
okay?
Let's be clear.
Right. So you're on Instagram. Was there a time when, like, instead of like giving your cell phone number to someone, you would be like, "Yo, just follow me on Instagram"?
I wasn't for some reason. I was very weird about that. I wasn't giving out anything. You can't have my number. You can't have my Instagram. Like, don't try to find me. I don't know why I was like that. I was just overly trying to be rude.
So
to
someone comes up to you and they're just like, yo, like, let me get your phone number. And you're just like, no, I'm good.
I'm good.
And you just walked away.
Right. Like, if I really absolutely wasn't, you know, I'm not even going to say even if I wasn't interested, I was so shy, it would come off as rude too. So, like, even if the guy's like super fond to me, I'll be like, no. Like, I don't even know why I was being like that. But now I'm like, yeah, get my Instagram. what's your name? You want to get on FaceTime? Like, everything. Get all my info.
So when you graduated high school, what was the plan immediately afterwards?
To go to college. Just okay. Go straight to college.
And where did you apply?
I only applied to one school, and that's the school I got in. Okay. I applied to Prairie View because I knew I wanted to go there.
Okay. Why'd you know you wanted to go there?
Because, like, everybody in my family went there.
So your legacy.
Legacy, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I go to Prairie View, and I just have all intentions on being a nurse. So when I get there, you know, you go to college and you think it's going to be one thing because your parents have told you this is what you should be. You know what I'm saying? This is a good career path for you. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I'll be a nurse. Fuck it. So I get to school and I hate it. Like, I don't want to be a nurse. I'm in the classes. I'm so bored. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. I can't pay attention. You know, when you really don't like something, you're not going to pay attention to it. Yeah. So I'm like, this is stressing me out. I'm going to fail, like, because I don't like this. So I switched my major to business management.
Okay.
Well, at least, like, you realize that instead of just like going dropping down this path out that you hated or dropping out.
Did you tell your parents
that I switched my major? Mm-hmm. I didn't tell them until like way after the fact. So I switched my major to business management, and I'm in the classes and I'm loving it, but now I'm starting to get into being Megan Thee Stallion. Like, I'm starting to rap now. So I find myself coming home every weekend, like, just to shoot videos or to record. So I'm like, damn, this is a real struggle, like, trying to get, because my school was like in the country, like, yeah. So trying to
how
get
far
back,
away.
Like 2 hours maybe.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. The way she driving.
Right, right. So, not 45 minutes.
Not 45 minutes. So
you learned your lesson when you rolled through that school zone. So you're just like,
I'm going the limit.
15, yeah.
Okay. So maybe not even two, maybe an hour 45. Maybe an hour, depending on how fast you're driving. So so I'm coming home like all the time, and I'm like, okay, this something gotta shake. I can't keep doing this. So I wound up transferring to a school that's in the city. So I go to Texas Southern University now. Yep. So I mean, I'm not gonna say it's easy to be in school and be a rapper, but just getting to school is easy now.
Do people know that you're a rapper in school?
Yes, I just performed for homecoming at my school.
No, not now. I'm saying, like, while you're in it, do people know that you're a rapper?
Like, when I'm in class?
When you're
Well, he means, like, when you're 19.
19, yeah.
Oh, 20.
Do you, like, make it known?
When you're starting to, like, bubble.
Well, so at Prairie View, it's, like, really, it's like a little family. Like, everything is going on campus. Everybody knows each other's business and shit. So, like, every time I'm posting something on Instagram or on YouTube, like, they're seeing it. They're eating it right up. Like, they know. They know me and my group of friends, too. So,
was there any opportunity on campus to, like, make yourself known?
Well, I don't know what it is about me, but just when I come somewhere, I'm gonna just make sure you know who I am, and I'm gonna make sure when I leave, you're gonna want me to come back. So just being at school and just meeting people and just my social media presence at school, like, everybody was just, they already knew who the Stallion was before I even got to the school. The boys knew who I was.
Damn.
So everybody's like, oh yeah, we heard this new freshman coming in, she's Stallion, blah blah blah. So I was like, oh,
you had a reputation to
I had a reputation live up to. So luckily I'm not catfish or anything.
So you get there, and where are you getting your beats from? Like, what are you rapping on?
Just YouTube beats. Mm-hmm. Either YouTube beats or, like, just other songs that I thought were really cool. You know, you found the instrumental on YouTube.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was your first show like? And where was your first show?
South by Southwest was my first show. I think it was, like, in 2016. It was a bar. During South by Southwest, I think it was called, like, the Dirty Dog or something like that. So on 6th Street, yeah. So it was like, really, I was kind of nervous. I performed in a skirt, which I try not to do now because I'm, like, all over the place on stage. But I was performing. I was kind of nervous.
What'd you know about Austin or South by Southwest at that time?
My boyfriend at the time was from Austin. So I used to go out there a lot. So just going out there to perform for South by Southwest, I had been the year before, and I was like, I ain't coming back to this unless I'm performing. So,
well, who did you see at South by in 2015?
I don't remember. Like, I don't think I went to any shows. Like, it was just like a bunch of parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I definitely wasn't doing South by Right. I wasn't doing it the right way.
Yeah,
right.
Which is, you have to, like, know everybody when you go down.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm out there the first time, and we're just, like, walking on 6th, and we're, like, partying and shit. Like, oh, you might see somebody. I think K Kemp, I think I was so excited to see him. I think he had like a thing at the Reebok place or whatever. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna be the celebrity next time I come back here. So I came back, performed at the Dirty Dog.
Well, what'd you do in that year to like get yourself to a place where you could perform down in Austin?
I just started putting out more music. I did the Houston Cypher. Like randomly, one of my friends was like, Megan, you should do this cypher with me. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So they gave me the beats that we could choose from. Mm-hmm. And I got on the 4 p.m. in Calabasas beat by Drake. Mm-hmm. And then just history from there. Like, yeah. Everybody just hopped on it.
How do you know that it's gone viral? Like, what number or, like, are you, like, hearing... Are you getting, like, a lot of ads from different people? Like, what's happening that you're just like, my this is, like, different?
My Twitter was going crazy. Like, I wasn't even getting on Twitter like that. So I just, like, randomly... got on Twitter and the guy had posted it. He posted my clip on there. So everybody's just like, actually, he posted the whole thing, but like everybody was taking like my clip and like just reposting it and just tagging me and tagging more people. And it just started spreading. And I was like, damn, like this is crazy. They fucking with me. So I showed my mom and she was like, oh yeah. And then like, I don't think Twitter does it anymore, but like it was, I was trending. Like, Twitter had, like, put it out there that I was Megan Thee Stallion from Houston is trending right now. So I was like, Mama, look at this. Like, you see this? And she was like, oh, okay. So then we did another cypher. Then after that, it was just more crazy. So
was there any point while you were still at Prairie View where you were just like, I can ride it out here and still, like, make my path go the way it has to go, but still be at Prairie View? Mm-mm. So it was always like the goal to get back home and do stuff around Houston. So you get to your show down at South by Southwest in Austin. And what was that experience like down there? So now you're like pretty hot.
Yeah.
And you feel that.
Well, I'm still coming up. Like I'm coming up. But I have a couple of fans though.
Yeah,
they're like really trying to come see me and they're excited about it. But at this event, it was people who did not know me at all. Like they had never heard of me. So I'm up there trying to impress them for the first time and just I was very nervous about what they were going to how they were going to react afterward. But everybody gave me like such a good reaction and people wanted to take pictures afterward. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, let's keep going. Now I'm like more pumped to do like the next show. Cause like being a new artist and just letting people hear you for the first time, sometimes it could make you like nerve up. Cause it's like, okay, are they going to like me? Like what?
Right. They don't know the lyrics at that point.
Right. Yeah. So like, now you're just like kind of singing to the crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what did you do to sort of like try to get them on your side?
I'm not a character. So, like, I just got up there and, like, was just talking to him. Mm. So, like, how I rap, that's really how I talk. So, I'm just up there just, yeah, motherfucker. So, they were feeling it. So, I was like, okay, Mom, you saw that? So, my mom was in the audience, too. So, I'm, like, rapping to my mom a lot. And she know the words, though. But, so, you know, they probably didn't know it was my mom. So, they probably thought she was a fan. So, they were probably,
she's very into it.
Yeah.
So, maybe we should give it a try. That was just, like, a whole different experience. But now that people, like, know the lyrics and things, like, I'll get him the mic.
Yeah, let them sing it. So when you are starting to rap, right, while you're in college and all that, you finally let your parents know that is who you are. Mm-hmm. What was the reaction?
She didn't believe me. Like, my mama didn't think I could rap. And I don't know why, but she just was real skeptical. Like, she probably thought I was going to say some bullshit too. So I was just like, I feel like it was a very shocking thing for her, especially like the things I was saying.
Well, how'd you take that?
I was just happy that I could shock her like that. Like, I was just happy that she was really like fucking with what I was saying though. Cause my mom is a very like hard critic. Like she's a tough person.
Well, she's also done it.
Right. So, then just an artist bringing something to another artist, it's like, okay, you really have to humble yourself because you don't know what they're going to say. So it's like, okay, let me bring my pride down here a little bit because let me take whatever criticism you're going to give me. But she didn't really have anything like negative to say.
That's great. When you come back home and you're shooting these videos, when's the first time that you get like stopped on the street and people are just like, oh shit,
it's Megan.
Yeah.
Like, it's starting to happen a lot, right? And my mom, like, she really makes fun of me because every time somebody goes, Megan Thee Stallion, I'm like, and she like, you swear it's not you. And I'm like, they know me. That's crazy. So like one day we like, when I'm first coming up, we go to LA and we're getting a rental car, and somebody's like, oh, I'm Megan Thee Stallion, can I put you on my Snapchat? And I'm like, yes, this is so crazy, because I can't believe, like, people know me.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm the shit, obviously, but, like, it's still, I'm kind of modest. I feel like I'm, you know, people tell me I'm modest, and people tell me I'm very humble, so, like, I just really appreciate, like, everybody that just shows me so much love, and I try to, like, still interact with everybody, like, and still try to show love and support, you know, to other people that are coming up. Because, you know, it's hard, like, being an artist, a new artist coming up. And people on the internet now are, like, so fucking critical. And they, everybody thinks they know everything. So, well,
yeah, I feel like people on the internet, there's no middle ground. Like, no. It's only, like, you're the best or you're the worst.
Or you're the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Like, people are really into you or yeah. they really hate you.
So how do you take that?
Well, I really don't be caring, like, about the negative comments, because I feel like you can't, like, feed into the negative, because if you did, then you wouldn't keep pushing yourself to grow into, like, a bigger direction for yourself or just a better direction for yourself. Like, when you have to focus on the people that show you the praise, like, you have to focus on the people that show you the love, because that's who you're doing it for. Like, if you wasn't doing something good, then you wouldn't have haters. If you were average, then, you know, people wouldn't have anything to say.
Right.
But if you were just, like, crap, nobody would be saying anything.
Right.
So, you know you're doing something right when you get the people coming with the negative shit.
Do you read all the comments?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Like, reading the comments is, like, pointless. Like, you know, you get them to your phone sometimes, so mm-hmm. you might just see a couple, but I'm not going through my comments, like, trying to see what
everybody's
saying.
You're not on YouTube just, like, scrolling down.
No, because that's the quickest way to piss yourself off.
Right?
That mm-hmm. one comment that, like, says that right thing, like, for, like, a real thirsty comment.
Right.
Like, you're not going to go on a date with them.
No. I feel like when I meet somebody that mm-hmm. I really like, I'm not going to meet them on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, not in the comment section.
Not in the comment section.
Maybe in a DM.
No. Like, hopefully I will see you in real life and you can say that to my face.
At mm-hmm. the car rental.
Yeah. At the car rental place.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Or just on the street or, you know, at an event. You know, just something. Like, I just would rather my relationship to be something that's natural.
So not just an emoji. Right. Like an eggplant. See, just like...
I don't know what's going on with the guys, but they think that shit work. Like, what? Somebody sent me an eggplant emoji the other day. I was like, what the fuck does this mean? Like, how should I take this?
I mean, you can ask us. I know exactly what it means.
What does that mean?
It's a dick.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, like, does it mean I'm trying to give you this eggplant or, like...
No, what? They're just saying... This is a dick.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll reply now.
Wait, by the way, and not to derail this conversation about eggplants, but I'm just curious, because you got some of your team in here. Mm-hmm. What is your phone doing?
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Is it like, is it the case?
No, something in his phone is broken. Like if he's...
It like makes like, it makes like the sound of like a car crank or something like that. Like... I know, that's weird.
Like, something in his phone is loose.
Like, one of my old computers, like, when we started doing the podcast, back when the Migos came, like, that, like, deep, the computer was so bad that, like...
How bad was it?
There was, like, a whirring sound that would, like, come, like, it was, like, an actual engine, and you had to, like, hit it in a certain place, like, Fonzie, oh you know, from, like, you know... Yeah, Happy Days. Yeah. And, like, you would have to make it stop in the middle of an interview while we're, like, doing this thing.
That's
so
insane.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know what...
No, I was just like, is that, like, a weird, you know... Yeah, I was like...
Is this what you came here for?
It's a rattle. Who sent you?
Okay.
Not even on camera.
So, what is the first... Well, I guess the first thing to know you would go viral is when you were actually trending on Twitter.
Right.
But what's the first big sort of artist to reach out to you and say, like, yo, I'm really fucking with what you're doing?
I'm going to say Missy Elliott.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a big artist.
What? Like, she, I don't even remember what it was. I think I did a freestyle to this song called The Race. Do you remember the song by
yeah.
TK?
Yeah.
Do you remember the song from last year? Yes.
I don't know what y'all listening to.
Right.
Yeah. So,
sorry, we haven't been to Galveston, Texas, but we know other things that go on in the state.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So
we're big Katy Perry fans. That's it.
That's all we listen to.
Yeah. Fireworks. We don't even like the new stuff. We just like the old stuff.
Right. You know what? We're not even talking about Miss Katy right now, but
Miss Katy.
So I did a freestyle to The Race, and Missy Elliott like came under there with like a gif of like Andre 3000 and them like dancing, and then she was like she just put a bunch of fire emojis, and I was like, for me?
Yeah, wait, did you take it seriously or were like, this is a mistake? Like,
I didn't.
Well, like, Missy's been hacked?
Yeah, exactly.
And wrote a very specific message to you?
Yeah. Right. So I woke up and people on my Twitter were like, oh my God, bitch, Missy Elliott said something to you. I was like, what are y'all talking about? So I like go to my mentions and I had to, because I get a lot of mentions. So I'm like going through.
Yeah, whatever.
So I'm going through and I'm like, oh my God, mama, Missy Elliott, she said something to me. And she's like, what did she say? And I'm like, she said I was fired.
And then how do you respond?
I don't even remember what I said. I probably said a whole bunch of shit, but I was just like, oh my God, thank you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm retweeting. I think I screenshotted it, put it on my Instagram. I was bitches can't tell me nothing. Yeah. Y'all can't rap. I can.
It's prom really queen. Like,
the rifle prom queen, you know? But it was amazing. I was like, damn, I can't believe. Like, when I meet, you know, some celebrities, I'm like, how do y'all know me? Like, y'all listen to my music? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it blows my mind. How does Q-Tip come into your life?
So, like one day we got an email saying that, you know, us, they didn't even tell us who he was at first. It was like so undercover. we thought it was so sketchy. So it was like, yeah, we have an artist. He thinks you're really amazing. He would like to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is this bullshit? Like, who is this trying to
just send a fucking emoji. Like, just
just send me the eggplant. What y'all saying? So finally, they reached out again and my mom was like, okay, well, who is it? So they exchanged numbers and then we got on the phone and then we found out that it's Q-Tip. So then my mom and Q-Tip got on the phone and he's just like, yeah, I'm a big Megan Thee Stallion fan. Like, I love her. Like, I love her music. I love how she rhymes. And I'm like, what? Like, this is so crazy. Like, how the hell do you know me? Like, are y'all on the internet, like, looking at this shit? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
So, but this is me thinking,
mystery
like,
solved. Yeah.
So, we get to New York because we had a meeting. We meet Q-Tip and we're like randomly just driving down the street in the car with Q-Tip listening to Max B. And I'm like, this is my life right now. Like, I'm in the car with Q-Tip. Do y'all know Q-Tip? Like, because I know Q-Tip. I don't know if y'all know Q-Tip. So,
were you driving?
I was not driving. Okay, Q-Tip was driving.
Yeah.
So I'm just like in the passenger seat, like, oh, I'm so cool. Like,
were you like, yo, just parallel park right up here?
Let's see how you do.
New York, you can't even make it seem like driving like that. It's just that simple. But you know what? Q-Tip drives kind of crazy. Like, I don't even know how he was driving like this in New York.
What is driving?
He might
crazy?
As well be driving with his knees. He drives so fast and he's like swinging. Like, you know, well,
wants
so
to make you feel at home,
right?
I was just about to ask, did you know about the culture? So yeah, he's like at home. He's in New York, but he's like swinging through the traffic and
in
shit.
In his slab,
like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
In a big ass like Range Rover, and
we've been to the Breakfast Club. It's fine.
Excuse me.
With Bun B.
Excuse me. Y'all are pretty cool. y'all earn y'all stallion stripes or whatever. But yeah, just being with Q-Tip, I just felt like the coolest person ever.
I bet. Yeah. Like, and what came out of that?
He's just like one of my mentors. Like, him and my mom, like, they just give me advice all the time. I could pick up the phone and call him anytime and just like talk to him. And he's like just telling me when something is like really cool to him and when it's not, or like if he's feeling this, what I'm saying. 9 times out of 10, he's gonna be feeling what I'm saying anyway because he just thinks I'm that awesome. But like, he just gives me advice all the time.
That's so wild.
Right? It's like a cool uncle.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
Who are the first record labels that start to reach out to you when you're in the mix?
Oh, I can't say.
Okay.
My mom in the background, uh-uh.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, I can't say.
But was it flattering? Like, were you just like...
It was. Like I say, every time somebody comes at me or like says something to me, I'm just like, I can't believe y'all even know who I am. So just having all those labels come to me and having 300 come, 300 was obviously just the best fit for me.
Why is that? I'm the first lady over there.
Because they made me feel like I would be a priority. Like, they're like a little family over there and I wanted to be a part of it. They wanted me really bad. Like, they showed just the most aggression out of everybody. And they put the best foot forward for me. So I was just like, well, let's go ahead and be with 300.
And so, like, most important to you was, like, you know, do you care about radio? Do you care about, like, what services can they offer you?
Well, so me, I don't care about any of the technical shit. Like, I just want to make the music. Like, just my big thing is just like spreading my music. And then everybody else, whatever y'all's specific job is, like, to help me get it out there, just do that shit. But me, I'm going to just make the content and y'all do room with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first time meeting Kevin Lyles like?
Like, like a cool, like the Godfather walked in the room. Like he come in with the cigar, like, yeah, like Megan Thee Stallion, like, you know, we've been trying to get in contact with you for a long time. And I'm like, sir, I'm here now. Like, let's get the ball going. So he was like super excited about it. Like, and he just immediately just jumped in and just like took me under his wing. And so like now we just getting the work done.
What does grandma and great grandma think about your music?
You know, my grandmother, she made an Instagram just to follow me, just to see everything I'm doing, because she will call us every day like, well, what are y'all doing? And oh, my mom's like, you need to get on Instagram so you can see.
Grandma lurks?
Grandma, she grandma trolls. Is lurking and trolling. Like,
does she comment?
You know, does she comment? Okay.
She's not one of those people who comments and like leaves a dash and says like grandma, like...
No.
Lil B told
me she was in my live one day and she was like, she put Nanny's baby in there. And aww. I'm like, I didn't see it though, but I'm like, Nanny, don't get on there doing that. Like, I don't want people to know that's you. Like, the hell? Right. Yeah, don't follow my grandma. So,
wait, I don't even follow many people. I would love to follow your grandma.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
She my grandma, I told her not to post anything because it's no telling when we be on that lady Instagram. But
I will not DM her. I just want to see.
Please don't slide in my grandma's DMs. Please. So, my great grandmother, like, she curses, right? But okay, when she hears me curse, it's like it makes her ears bleed. So she's like, oh my God, Megan, no. Like, I'm like, what a hypocrite.
Yeah,
like,
stop fucking cursing.
Yes, yeah, basically. So, like, I mean, my nanny, my grandmother, she loves it. But my grandma, my great grandmother, she's like, oh my God, Megan, the cursing. No.
Have they seen you live?
No.
Okay.
They've seen videos.
They
though,
have.
But my nanny, she always says she's going to come to a show. Mm-hmm. She never comes.
Damn.
So, yeah, nanny. If you hearing this, get it together and pull up.
She doesn't know anyone like that can, you know, get her in.
My mother.
No connections with the team. Not cool enough.
My mom says she's not cool enough. No, sorry, nanny. Sorry, you can't come.
What is the worst way or dumbest way that you've broken a nail?
Oh my God. I always slam it in a door. I feel like some dumb shit really just happened to me the other day, but I can't, like, it was so dumb. I think I stepped on it. I was like picking up some clothes off the ground and my nails are long. So I literally stepped on my nail and broke it right off. And I was like, you are crazy, bitch. Okay. You know, something's wrong with you.
You stepping
swag
on your
fingers.
Just like a giant, you know, XXL.
No, yes. Like talking with nails that are this long and then one is missing, it's like you're missing a finger.
Yo,
so it's not,
it's
cute.
A look,
it's a crippled look. Like when I see girls doing that, I'm like, girl, hide your hands, like put some gloves on or something, like, because it's not cute. Like you know, some girls get their nails longer than this, right? Mm-hmm. So it'll be like nails that are this long and then you see them like on Instagram like talking and it looks like this,
right?
Because they're missing nails and I'm like, that's not cute, ma'am.
Do you find it hard to type?
No, I really can't do anything without nails.
So you use
basketball.
Well, I can't do that, period. But if I had to play, I would definitely play with my nails on.
What does your city think of your ascent right now?
They are loving it. Like Houston, they have been very supportive. Like I was very surprised that like when I have shows in Houston, everybody just really comes out. And my Houston hotties, they're like, that's the number one home team. Like they're going crazy and I love it.
You're always gonna have a house in Houston.
Yeah, like, because Houston feels like home. So,
it is home.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, even if you're not from there, oh, I feel like I when you when you come visit, I feel like it's like a homey place. Like, people move from big cities like this just to come to Texas because it's like, just it's a place where you can come settle down. Mm-hmm. But I don't even feel like I sound like I'm from Houston, but people always tell me all the time, like, you have an accent.
You do have an accent.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They are correct, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, do you hear an accent?
Do you think that we have accents?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but it doesn't really sound like a New York accent.
No, because
like,
we don't say, like, coffee.
But I can hear y'all. Y'all sound different. But I think I sound normal.
I would say, like, you don't have, like, a crazy accent, but you do have an accent.
Somebody asked me, where are you from? Like, I was like, Texas? And she was like, oh, I couldn't tell. I was like, well, damn, what the fuck I sound like?
Do you need your beats to sound a certain way?
Yes. But it's not the fact that I'm trying to make it sound Houston. Maybe it's just that I'm from there and it's the things that I'm selecting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But definitely, I try to stay away from the typical Houston artist kind of flow. Because mm-hmm. we're a whole new generation. So, those are some big shoes to fill. Like, trying to come from, like, just such a rich culture.
Yeah.
So, just, I feel like, you know, the artists that are coming out of Houston right now, we putting, like, a new swag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still sound Houston, but we don't sound like old Houston.
Travis mm-hmm. is Houston.
Travis is very Houston. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's definitely, like, new generation Houston. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like how he, like, still incorporates, like, old. Love it. Like, the SUC type shit.
Yeah.
By the way, we got Travis's second interview ever, mm-hmm. and it's his best interview. Interview ever,
this is
if
true.
I can say so.
Yeah,
I believe it.
I want to ask about a few Houston legends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've run into them. Maybe you just have thoughts on them. No pressure.
Okay.
TV Johnny.
Yes, I just met him recently. He's like, let me make you a grill. I was like, I already got one. But I definitely got to get one. I feel like that's just a part of the culture. You got
to
have.
You have to have one.
You have to have a grill from
you
him.
You can't tell TV Johnny no.
He did not let you tell him no.
How did you meet him?
Through T Ferris. Do y'all know who T Ferris is?
Yes. Yeah.
He's here. Oh, they left? Oh, shit. Sorry, damn. Guys. Well, yeah, T-Ferris.
T-Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding
my
nuts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So T-Ferris introduced us, and, you know, once T-Ferris put the stamp on, you know, everybody pretty much is rocking with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Bun B.
I have not met Bun B yet.
He was just here.
Yeah, yeah.
You met Bun B when you were 14 years old. You met Bun B when you were 14?
I have not formally met Bun B. Like...
You took a picture with Bun B. Your mom is selling you out.
She is, but like I'm pretty sure he will never remember that. Like I want
to
meet Bun
B. No, but it's about whether you remember that.
I remember, but it's not the way I wanted to meet Bun B.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're gonna pretend like it didn't happen until it happens again.
Offset, it just came out, was in a Whitney Houston video when he was like 10 dancing.
What? Yeah.
Was he dancing?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
We're finding out all types of information.
First of all, this woman, my mom was a rapper.
You opened up for... Hold on.
No, my mama opened up for Trina.
But she was my background dancer.
I was just dancing in the background. Yeah.
Okay.
She was 16. I lied to the club and told them she was 18.
16, you got in the club because your mom said that you were 18. You were on stage with the baddest bitch.
No.
The second baddest bitch.
Well, okay, so we definitely love Trina, though.
That's awesome.
Me and my mom, you know, we've been rocking for a long time, 23 years, you know.
By definition.
She had me doing a lot of crazy stuff, you know. I feel like I've been in the club for so long.
Yeah.
It's just not even like a thing now.
Now it's just
now.
Old hat, yeah. It's like, whatever.
Oh, yeah, we going to the club, cool, whatever, you know.
Beyonce.
No, you know, Beyonce is my girl. Like, I have not met Beyonce. I've still been trying to put it together in my mind how I'm gonna act when I meet Beyonce. Like, mm-hmm. do you really fan out when you meet Beyonce, or do you try to keep it cool, or like, you know what? I'm trying to figure out what do I want to say. Like, I'm in the mirror practicing. Like, hello. Yes.
Wait, you're gonna Beyonce to Beyonce?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to make her feel comfortable.
Wait,
you're
just practicing certain words? Yeah. Hello. Yes.
Yes, B.
Yeah.
Beyonce. Like, you know
she's
what
be
I'm
like,
saying?
How are you? And you're gonna say, yes.
Fine.
Well, yeah. Anything's better than like throwing up.
Yeah.
Mrs. Knowles.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? I've just really been practicing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
It's like speaking a foreign language.
I'm gonna be crying, but it's gonna be like a straight face, you know?
Oh, you're like,
yes, Beyonce. Like, I love
just,
Beyonce
like, nose
so much.
Bleeding. Yes. You're just like
trying to keep it. I love Beyonce so much.
The times that I met Jay, he's very disarming. I found when I like when you shake, like all the nerves that I had like going up to him, mm-hmm. it just like all goes away. So hopefully it's the same thing for you when like Beyonce shows up and you're not just like, oh my god.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's gonna be my body being calm, but my mouth. Like,
yeah, just saying,
like, brrr, like, you know, what I'm just making noises and
word
shit.
Vomit.
I'm probably gonna look at my mom and be
and
like,
then actual vomit.
Calm down.
Are you gonna keep it together?
I know. Wait.
Okay.
I've met her mother and her father.
Are you sure that Megan has not met her and taken a picture with her already?
Okay.
That's one she hasn't done.
All right.
Refresh my memory, Holly.
Your mom's like the fact checker here. Like, we just need to like run everything.
Like I said,
by.
I'm gonna come make the mess and she can clean it.
Are you sure she wasn't the prom queen? Like, we just need to. You know,
oh no, I
did
wasn't.
Not pass her.
She was homecoming queen in junior high.
junior high.
But see, I was ready.
Oh, you
for
downgraded.
Prom queen. I was ready for prom queen. I was ready for that shit.
They did you dirty.
They did me dirty. Mm-hmm. They were hating on me.
No, so they took out a list of 500
tardies. that was hate though. Like, don't bring that up.
By the way, just for the record, there's only 365 days in each year, and you go to school for about like
180.
50.
Yeah,
I said 50.
How about this for another Houston legend? Aubrey Graham.
First of all, he's not from Houston.
Oh, he's basically from Houston.
But he raps a lot.
He is the guy right here. Mm-hmm. This is him. I like him.
Yeah. I mean, truly, but, it's... Wait.
Did you say truly?
But he rap a lot. No, yeah, oh. Truly. No. I just said he raps a lot. I was like, well, rap a lot. So, right. Yeah.
I mean, okay. I love that Drake puts on for the city. Mm-hmm. I love Drake.
Yes.
You know, in a way, I met Drake...
You fought with him at a Cheesecake Factory.
We had a big falling out of the Cheesecake. That song was about me. But
he had a Houston Appreciation Weekend.
He had it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
He came out here when the Migos were on tour. All of them were on tour. They had the Houston show.
So here meaning...
Oh,
there.
I'm sorry.
There.
Yeah, yeah, in yeah, Houston, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
See, we make this feel at home.
Right? Where am I?
Yeah, yeah.
But, so they came to the strip club, and that's where we met everybody. So, but it's like a big group meeting. Like, so we're just all turning up together.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. Drake is cool, but he's not from Houston.
Actually, we had a group meeting, too, with Drake. We were at the club. We were at Sin City, which has since closed down. So a strip club, like, uptown.
Uh-huh.
And it was for the Maybach Music 2.
Yep.
Volume 2 release.
This is like 2011 or 12.
Yeah,
or
so Drake was following us on Twitter.
Okay.
And we had...
I was in 11th grade.
We had not met Drake, I don't think,
ever.
At that time. Yeah, and he walks into the club and daps us. We're the only two people that he daps up, right? Mm-hmm. Out of like everybody there.
Yeah.
And one of our friends took a picture at the exact time that he was saying what's up to Jeff.
And I've never looked crazier. Like I look
eyes are just
I
like,
look so nuts.
Yeah, it's so hilarious though.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you could ever look crazy.
Let me tell you.
We'll show you the
I
picture.
Look
mm-hmm.
So wild. I've never looked happier in my life.
Oh
I'm just
my
like
God.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe it's not flexing. They were actually in the strip club throwing money to her song.
Yeah.
What?
You know, I just don't
flex,
ever like
flex.
It. You know, I don't like to make it seem like I'm bragging or anything.
This is your life.
But I mean, it was super cool. I couldn't believe I was in. It was like Quavo.
Mm-hmm.
The other Migos, they were like
Offset
in the section.
And Takeoff.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know their names, but they were
Quavo
they,
and the others.
in the team, you know.
Yeah.
The team was in the booth.
You're like the cousin and the other one.
And the uncle.
Yeah, tall one.
You know, literally I think one of them is their uncle or something.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
But that's besides the point. So the other Takeoff and Offset were in the section and Quavo and Drake were at the stage and I was on the stage. So I'm friends with like a lot of the strippers, so they're just automatically happy that I'm even up there and they're like they're shaking extra hard because Drake and Quavo are right here, so they're showing out.
Yeah.
So we're like throwing money and shit, and I just see Drake, and he's like, "Yeah, like who is that?" And they're like, "Yeah, that's the Stallion," and I'm just like, "Yeah, it's me." Like, but you know, I'm still acting cool
at me.
Though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm still acting cool or whatever, but I just really couldn't believe that like this is Drake right here. I've already met Quavo. Like we've been talking the whole time.
Yeah.
But. What? Like, what is this? Me? Am I in the strip club with these people
with
right
Houston
now?
With Houston's
own. Yeah.
Drake.
But yeah, I couldn't believe it. I came home and my mom was like, "So tell me everything. What happened?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, just
whatever. Yeah,
nothing
it's fine.
Major. Like we were just throwing money at the strippers. Just you know, my normal everyday life.
Yeah, right.
Because I go to the strip club a lot, but I'm not in the strip club a lot with Drake and Quavo. Though,
yeah.
So it was crazy. I had a good time.
Have any of your teachers or your principal from high school reached out to you and been like, "Yo, we see what you're doing. Congratulations, this is dope."
Yes. I don't know where the hell my principal from high school is. If I could find him.
What's his name?
Mr. Berger.
Mr.
Larry Berger.
Sounds fake.
Right? But no, his name is literally Larry Berger.
Larry Berger.
But
see, that's there you go. New York versus Houston right there. Larry or?
Larry.
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 Yeah.
What?
Larry.
Yeah, we're all from different places.
Yeah.
So, Larry Berger, if y'all can find him, tell him Megan Pete is looking for him.
All right.
But definitely, like, two of my teachers from elementary school have been in my DMs telling me that they were, like, super happy to see me doing all this crazy shit.
Wow.
And my professor right now,
yeah,
like, two of them follow me on Instagram.
Wow.
And I'm like, maybe y'all don't want to follow me on Instagram because I have to come be in class with you.
Sure.
So. But, I mean, she loves it, though. She's like, Megan, follow me back. Like, I'm like, okay, all right, whatever.
Wait, can you not follow your teacher back?
She's part of Team Follow Back?
I want to follow my teacher back, but she's so cool, I had to follow her
you
back.
You definitely have to, at least until you, like, leave her class.
You know, but, and this
like,
is going to
be let's
be
smart
like,
about this.
Yeah. Right, you know what I'm saying? But, like, she's a super cool, like, professor, so I love her so much. So I was like, okay, hell yeah, girl. Like, so when I can't come to class, like, I know she's going to understand what I'm doing because you follow me on Instagram, you know where I am.
Right,
I'm
you not cannot lying. Be tardy to her class.
No, I'm never, now that's one class I'm early for. I'm an hour early to her class. Like, so as soon as she come in the room, I'm the first one right in the front. Like, you see me here today? Because yesterday I was in New York.
So have people said to you and tried to, like, you know, switch you from this idea of you could do both your career and still go to school?
Honestly, like, all of my rapper friends, they're like, why do you go to school? Like, what is the purpose of you still being in school? And I'm like, well, I was going to school before I was a rapper, so kind of gonna finish it. School is not cheap. Put a lot of money into this.
Yeah.
So you gotta finish.
What's a moment that you felt very vulnerable, either in the industry or just in your career, and then, like, either it worked out or, like, you just switched and went in a different way?
So I just got signed. So the deals before that, the things that were being presented to me at first, just being a new artist, you know, people are not going to try to give you your respect or, you know, they're going to offer you some bullshit. Like, obviously, I'm the shit, and you're trying to give me a deal because you know my potential, but you're trying to present me with some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I felt like it was kind of a slap in my face for some of the things that I was getting offered at first. So it made me feel like, okay, these people don't even think that much of me to, you know, just be that supportive of what I have going on. But as I grew, you know, that's why I'm, you know, with 300, because they saw the vision, like, off the rip. Like, 300 reached out to me when I first came out. And, you know, they came back around again, like, this year. So, I'm just real grateful for that.
Yeah,
that's so dope.
They sent you some emoji, and you're just like, ignore.
Get that shit out of here.
Yeah. Until they sent you a full sentence, and you're right. Like, I'm about
it. I got the sentence. I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, now you have this situation over at 300.
Mm-hmm.
You have signed. You're official. You're going to put music out through them. What is coming up?
So I have a new mixtape about to come out called Fever.
Okay. Why is it Fever?
So I'm Hot Girl Meg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my last project was called Tina Snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was...
For Pimp C.
For Pimp C. And it was summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was bringing the cold to the summertime.
Yep.
So now it's cold outside. I'm about to bring the heat to the wintertime with Fever. So they're going to get to know a whole new persona. And I feel like this is just like a more turned up version of Tina Snow. Like, Tina Snow was a more turned up version of Make It Hot. Now I have to do the same thing with Fever.
This shit's going to make you sweat.
This shit is going to make you fucking hot. Okay? Like, you're going to lose some weight. This is cardio right here. So they better get ready.
You have it all set? It's all recorded and ready to go?
Well, so every other week I'm like saying Fever is done, Fever is finished, and everybody's like flipping the fuck out. Then I get new beats and I'm like, oh shit, well
wow, this is just like detox.
Do you Dr. Dre?
I was like, what? Like a diet? You say you're gonna go
No, there's been a few references where it's just like, oh yeah, no, you're way too young. Like Saved by the Bell, like, just there was no reaction. And it was detox.
I've seen it. I've seen Saved by the Bell, but like...
But you don't know what detox is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Dr. Dre, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Put me on.
Yeah. Does that mean you get tired of the old songs? Do you listen to them and you're just like, nah, I recorded that so long ago at this point. It's just like, I don't want to
I've heard it a million times, so I'm just ready for new shit. Like, but definitely I learned that I have to stop doing that because I can't be throwing away these gems.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm tired of listening to it right now because I just want to put... I need to put new stuff on it now that I'm signed with 300. They're like, okay, this shit is hot. This is fire. But I'm like, okay, well, shit, but now I'm signing y'all, so give me some more beats. Like, so let me put it together. I feel like it probably needs maybe like 3 or 4 more songs for us to choose from.
Okay.
And then we'll be like, okay, this is Fever right here.
So you're almost done.
Almost done.
And why do you call it a mixtape and not an album?
because I'm not ready for that album commitment yet. Mm. Like, I feel like an album is like a marriage. Like, mixtapes, you know, these that we're dating.
Right.
You know, we're, this is just
it's
boyfriend.
Like an eggplant emoji. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
and then an album is like the ring emoji. Mm. So I'm just not ready for that commitment yet.
Right. Wait, so dudes can send you a ring emoji and that's much better. You're going to
see
it
send me
much
emoji.
More
send
seriously.
Send me a sentence. Like, let me know what's going on, because I'm not a person that can pick up little clues like that. Like, it has to be... straight to
tell
the
you
point.
Straight mm-hmm.
yeah this is what it is, this is what it ain't, because you I'm gonna get mad. I don't know if I should be happy. Like, what does this mean?
Well, then put the confused emoji face.
I do. Yeah, I put the upside down face, or I just put like a big ass question mark, like, or a gif that's like a face, like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, I don't do well with emojis.
Yeah, yeah. Do you block people?
Hell yes. Like, now see this the comments that slip through the cracks that I might see, mm-hmm. that's some all off the wall ass shit, like, then those people are getting blocked. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just
nanny.
Being if you're just being overly negative, like, you gotta go.
Would your grandmother know if you blocked her?
Yes.
Oh,
she's on my page that much, she wouldn't.
You haven't posted in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she goes to my page, user not found. Megan, what's wrong with your Instagram? Nothing. I think she was, one time she thought I blocked her. She's like, Megan, she called my mama. She was like, Holly, did Megan block me? Or did Megan delete her Instagram? And we're like, what? Like, what's going on? She was typing in the wrong name.
Damn.
What is the smallest but biggest disagreement that you have with your mom? It can be about anything.
Let me go down the list of the many things. if there's a list, but I'm not going to go down it.
Wait, Eric, give Holly your mic.
Okay.
Yeah. well, now we have a disagreement.
Yeah.
The biggest disagreement, I think, okay, so my mom wants me to make a song similar to I Believe I Can Fly.
Okay.
But yes.
I want you to make a song that's as motivating as I Believe I Can Fly.
As motivating.
Right. Okay, my mom wants me to make
As I Believe I Can Fly.
As motivating as I believe I can.
And you want to.
And I want to get ratchet. I want to get ratchet, and I want to keep on giving the girls the confidence that I'm giving them in the way that I'm giving it to them. I feel like there is a time to start putting out music like that. And right now is not the time for me to slow it down, or it's not the time for me to just go into that lane in that way yet. But eventually I will get there, but she want me to get there quicker than what I'm doing.
What about like right track now. 2 on Fever?
No, like, none of it needs to be
just a right, you know, yeah, just a strong soft opener.
You'd rather like I Believe I Can Pop that, like, yeah,
right,
yeah, you know what
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, in a way, like, I might not be saying it in the way that she wants me to say it, but it's giving them the same feeling.
Yeah, I mean, girls are motivated off of it.
What's the most wild lyric that you have that someone is just like, yo, that is
too much?
No, that is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna give you a lyric that my mom likes a lot. That okay. is pretty off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I had did a remix or a cover. Well, it's not a cover, but it's like a remix to "I'm Loving You Tonight" by
mm-hmm.
Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "It's a shame that your new girl stalking me. The bitch must know your tongue crip walking me." she is just so amazed by that line, and she like tells it to everybody. She's like, "Your tongue is crip walking me. Did y'all hear that shit?" Like, so yeah, she really likes that one. It's pretty off the wall. So I don't even like. Sometimes she's just really down with the ratchet team, and mm-hmm. then sometimes she's just like, "Megan, just like tone it down a little bit, like, just a little, let them breathe." And I'm like, "No, they gotta be turned all the time."
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that same girl who got in trouble for using the word hoe back in like fifth grade is now talking about tongue crip walking, and like that's totally like, you know,
I don't think she saw it
the
coming.
Baseline.
I just like to shock people, including my mother.
Were you writing like that in high school?
Yeah, like I think I wrote that when I was 18 or 19.
Do you ever go back in your like archives?
I don't know where it is.
Oh,
I
damn.
I don't know where any of that shit is. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of things too, though. I didn't write things down. Like, I would just say it and remember it. So a lot of things didn't get written.
Does Q-Tip listen to anything and say, like, that is a little too far?
No. Like, he encourages my explicitness. Like, he wants me to go hard. Like, sometimes he'll be like, oh, yeah, you say this, you go harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, okay, fuck it. Let me off the leash then. I'll do it. Like,
well, who has you on a leash?
Well, my mom. So she tries, but she likes it when I get in my bag too, though. So
mm-hmm.
I'll just make everybody get out of the studio like before I record it, because mm-hmm. I noticed that when I have people in the studio with me while I'm recording, I see everybody's faces and I see,
and you tone it down,
and you know I'm not delivering it as hard as I know I want to, so I just make everybody get out, and then when they all come in, they're like, like, you know,
do you watch their faces when they listen back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm like looking down just so I can go over what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, we play it like 3 or 4 times. So now I'm looking at them and they're like, ah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, I just love the reactions.
Well, listen, I believe that your story is super dope. I believe that Fever is going to be, you know, super dope. And best of all, and most of all,
I believe you can fly. Yeah.
So, listen, congratulations on everything. Thanks so much for coming up here.
Thank y'all for having me. I feel like I just got 2 new brothers.
That's right. Yeah. So when we come down to Houston, and
I'm taking y'all to the strip club.
Let's go.
Chicken wings and drinking Hennessy.
Let's do it.
Taking you to Breakfast Club.
Let's do it.
Please take me to Breakfast Club.
Yeah. That's obviously. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming through.
Yeah. That's the move.
That's right. Thanks.
Thank y'all.
Thanks to everyone for listening to this classic episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Jeff, people want to find out more about us. I'm Eric with the curly hair. You are Jeff with the glasses. Together, we are It's the Real, no apostrophe, no spaces. If people want to find out more about this podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's the Real. If people want to find out more about what's going on with us, Jeff, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com. We have all of our archives on every streaming platform. It's over 300 episodes deep. I'm talking Google, Spotify, Apple, CastBox, any streaming platform, wherever you want podcasts to be, we are there. We are also on youtube.com/itsthereal.
But say it in a Tim Westwood voice.
youtube.com/itsthereal.
There we go. Jeff, if people are looking for us,
we're in our apartment all the time.
Where can they go?
You can go to Twitter at @itsthereal and Instagram at @itsthereal.
And our website?
itsthereal.com.
Jeff, as always, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.